Why, hello, Bobbles Nation.
And beyond.
Beyond.
I love the beyond. I'm so curious where the beyond is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm there today. I was in the same Zoom call twice somehow today.
You are.
I don't know where I'm time traveling to, but yeah. I'm still at Bobbles.
Do you watch The Boys?
No, what's that?
It's like a superhero thing. It's really gory and dark, and I love it. Okay. But in one of the episodes, a superhero was you could split into two.
Oh, I did that today.
You did.
Cool. So I'll check it out.
Yeah, now it's the girl. Mm-hmm. So we are here with Sydney Rallier.
Woo!
Who?
Hi, guys.
We're so psyched to have Sydney. Sydney is the owner of Bobbles and Lace, Saratoga. We were just there last week, and I can't even begin to tell you how beautiful of a Bobbles she has.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been, you know, we get a lot of amazing feedback, and we're gonna dive deep into some of the specifics of your store and why it makes it so special. But first, I just wanna say hi and welcome.
Hi, thanks guys. I'm so excited to be a guest on here.
Straight from Italy, where you were we were there for 10 days?
10 days. It was amazing.
Lots
of Aperol spritz. Mm-hmm. I bought a lemon outfit. It was so cute.
I love it. Daydreaming of it.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, we're in my little office in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
We're just going to go
pretend.
Second best.
Yeah, second best.
why don't we tell the Bobbles guest and beyond how we crossed paths and what has brought us up until this beautiful point in time?
Yeah, absolutely. So it feels like forever ago, but I first heard of Bobbles and Lace when I was in college, and all my roommates were from the Massachusetts area, and they were like, how do you not know Bobbles and Lace? And I was like, am I missing something? I don't know. I've never heard of this. So on our breaks, I would go visit them, and we went to the Andover store, the Westport store, and every time I left, I was like, I need everything, and I had 10 bags of Bobbles. And so I would go home to my mom and be like, we have to go to the store. And I would actually take her there sometimes. We would do little road trips.
Oh, I love that.
I know.
Mom.
So cute. I love my mom too. And fast forward, I guess after college, I moved to Boston. So I'd go to the Newberry Street store all the time. And then I would come back here for grad school and I missed Bobbles and Lace again. And then fast forward 2 more years and I was in Portland and I didn't know what to do, so I looked on Google Maps and I was like, there's a Bobbles and Lace here. Mm-hmm. So I went to the store immediately, left again with a bunch of bags. Mm-hmm. And I think that was probably a week before you guys announced that you were franchising. Mm-hmm. And I was living in Saratoga and I was like, we really need this here. I really need this here personally.
Yes, you're one of the first people to reach out. I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Mm-hmm. I remember seeing the Instagram post and I was like, this might be crazy, but I might need to do this.
So great. When we made that post, we didn't know if anyone was going to respond.
Yeah.
We just turned on the camera and said, hey, anyone want to open a Bobbles? I'm like, holy crap, people do. It's awesome. So I think the hardest part is starting. I talk about that a lot. It's where do I start? So, you know, we found a way to give you guys your start. Now, I know you mentioned grad school. And I happen to know that you have your background in teaching, which we've learned in starting mm-hmm. to do this, that I think being a teacher is a fantastic education
yeah.
for anyone looking to open a business, any business, because any business that you open, you do have to lead a team for the most part, unless you're a sole business of one.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that, for me at least, probably not for you, but for me, the hardest part, people have asked me since day one, was the hardest part, and it is leading a team.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't think, a natural ability. I think it's something that is learned. So I'd love to hear about your teaching background and kind of how you feel that it's overlapped, if you even think that it has.
Yeah.
You know, I was a little worried, but to my surprise, it really did overlap.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things as a teacher is building a community in your classroom and making it a kind of close-knit family. And I did that with my team in Bobbles. I mean, I have to give my girls some credit. They were a natural fit. And they've been with me since day one and they learned with me as I learned how to do this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But continuing on that, like one of the biggest things is positive reinforcement and nurturing whatever passions people have so that they feel motivated. So for one of my girls, Sammy, she's really into social media and videography. I swear every time she takes a video, it looks like she's using videographer equipment and she's really just using an iPhone. So I always encourage her to do that and help her with that and give her ideas and tools to create because I know she loves it. And same with Rachel, she's really into the buying side and the visual merchandising. So we sit down once a week and talk about what she thinks is good and what we need. And, you know, so I really try to help them feel like they're growing and like they're such a huge part of the business because they are. I can't do everything on my own.
Yeah, I think it's really great that you've curated such a great team, but it's also great that they have been able to work so closely with the owner of a new business. And I think that's a great privilege. And there are things as a business owner, a small business owner, that you really have to do it all. Everything. Mm-hmm. From window washing to taking the trash out to the buying to the receiving to the ordering. It's not this big, huge process. It's you doing all of it. So the fact that they get to do all of that with you is really special. And I know that, Michaela, your expertise, if I had to say, was one of many expertises.
Thank you.
but is, in fact, leading teams.
Yeah.
And that's something you speak to a lot, is being able to take out what it is people love to do.
Yeah, it's super important because everybody wants to feel seen and like they're growing, especially in an industry like this where we're working with women. I personally don't know any unambitious women. I've never met one. I'm sure they might exist somewhere. But I think a lot of people, when they have a small business, they, you know, worry about that. Like, oh, how can I help them grow? How can I nurture them? So it's really cool that you've found a way to do that. But a question that I get a lot that I'm curious about from you is how you handle hard conversations and have that, you created a community, your girls feel like family. How do you set that boundary so that you're not taken advantage of?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. And this translates, I think, back to teaching as well that I used to do with my students. I think one of the biggest things is when we have to have a hard conversation to again talk about what's right and what they're doing well, but then use that to kind of have a hard conversation to learn for room to grow. Mm-hmm. I try to tell them everybody makes mistakes and things might happen. Mm-hmm. But if this is how the situation goes, here's how I would handle it. I try to model it for them, give them explanations as to like why I would do something a certain way. Mm-hmm. And how you can improve in the future, if that makes sense, and really think about like, okay, next time, not necessarily what I would do, but kind of what I would do, right? Like, I do own the business, I have the most probably care for it. Mm-hmm. So just thinking about like how I would handle those things.
Yeah.
And showing them like the why behind why we're having this conversation. I think that's super important. Mm-hmm. Don't just, you know, like give feedback or criticism, but explain like the reasoning behind it, why it's important and why it's necessary to have the conversation. So then hopefully they can understand, right? The point of hard conversations is to improve, not necessarily just critique for the point of critiquing, mm-hmm. But to really grow and learn from it.
Yeah, who wants to do anything without a why?
Yeah.
Who wants to do anything without the why? I don't. No. Uh-uh. By the way, does my arm look jacked right now?
Yeah, it does. You look very muscular.
You do.
Slight.
Have you been working out?
No, I built a fence this weekend, though. So that's
a workout.
Yeah. It was really just chicken wire post, but we'll call it a fence. But
yeah.
Look at that. It's just, look at it.
I like to say I get jacked from steaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's an arm workout.
I know. Do you have wounds everywhere?
Burns?
Oh, yeah. I got burn wounds. Cut myself with the box cutter. It's a dangerous job we've got.
Wounds everywhere. Yeah. Okay, so I also happen to know a little bit about growing up in an entrepreneurial family because your father was a business owner. And I think that innately kind of rubs off. So tell us about the business and what you took from that. And
I love that. It's kind of funny because when I So I'll start with, my dad owns a few businesses. One of them is an auto parts shop, but the more fun one is a wine and liquor store. Mm. So he's really into, you know, wine and liquor. And
cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah.
He's in good
company. Yeah, cheers to that. Yep, cheers. So it's funny, when I first said I was going to do this, he was like, are you sure you want to open a business? Which is hilarious, because he's so successful and he loves it, but he's been doing it for 35 years and he's exhausted. So he had to ask.
Fair question.
Ironically, he was the one that got most into it. That guy knows about the shoes, the clothes, the racks. And it's kind of amazing and beautiful how much he got into it when it's totally not up his alley. He actually walks around and says, fashion is fun. And he picked up the shirt. It's hilarious.
That's the best.
But then if any like customer comes into the store, he like hides because he feels weird.
Right. Yeah.
So that's really funny. So, I mean, I have to give him some credit. I worked in his wine store, especially throughout COVID. He needed a lot of help finding employees, and I watched the way that he was with his employees, you know, having those hard conversations, but also trying to incentivize them and make them feel like this was their space and motivate them. And so that really taught me a lot. It helped me, I think it helped me know what to do in so many moments where I don't know why I knew what to do. you know, those hard conversations come up and somehow I just went with it. So I think that helped me a lot. And he's learned from me too. He's a little bit not tech savvy, so he loves looking at like all the platforms we use. And he's like, wow, this is incredible. This is so high tech.
We're very high tech.
We're a high tech company.
Have you seen the studio, baby? Hello.
I know. Look at you guys. If I was on a podcast, he'd be like, what is that?
The first one we did, we didn't even plug these into anything. We just kind of let it hang because it looked official. So there we go. A little bit of smoke and mirrors. But I think what's really important about being exposed to your dad's being a business owner early on is that you see what it takes. And it's not for the faint of heart. And I think that the real secret, if there is a secret, is it's hard friggin' work. And there's no shortcuts in this. What you put in is what you're gonna get out of it. So I do find that when people have exposure to their circle of people who are business owners, they get it. It's not a surprise, you know?
Right.
Yeah, definitely. And I think he laughs a little bit when my phone rings and I'm off from work because someone has a question or something has come up, because that's his biggest thing. It never stops. There's always something. But it's beautiful. But, you know, there were days where the AC goes out on the hottest day of the year, and I'm like, I'm going to call Dad because he's done this a million times.
We've had
leaks. You know, things happen. And he's taught me not to panic. Nothing's the end of the world, and just power on through.
What's been the hardest part so far? What's been your oh shit moment?
Like a specific moment?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a good one. I was really nervous to take my first vacation, naturally. It's like leaving your baby. So I was really scared. And the second I got, I was going to Vegas for my friend's wedding. And the second I got there, I was like, I sat down at the bar with a drink. I'm like, I can do this. And then the girls call me. And they were really excited about my vacation. So I knew something must be happening. Something bad. And they were like, Sid, don't panic. There's water coming down from the ceiling. I'm like, okay, let's make a game plan. And they were great. They were on it. We had towels and buckets. And I had to, you know, I called our landlord and found a plumber to come fix it. And they learned we now have a leak plan, which is move any inventory and technology far the heck away.
I love it.
Clean it up. Tell customers, sorry about the leak. Just avoid it. It's fine. Everything's fine. And, you know, we did have someone come and fix it. But it was just that moment of panic where you care so much and it's your baby, but you also want to have your time to yourself and be able to leave the state and relax. You know, at the time it feels like the end of the world, but you power through it. And that's a good learning experience. And there was another leak after that. And next time we were like, all right, we know what to do. Let's do this.
Yeah.
How do you, for those that don't know, Sydney is 28, turning 29. So I think this is a very, as someone a few years older than you, it's definitely a pivotal moment.
I'm younger.
Late 20s.
I'm younger.
Yeah, you are. Late 20s heading into your 30s. How do you balance it all? Because from what I can tell, you're a very good friend. But even as someone who doesn't own a business, I have a hard time balancing it all and even showing up for things that aren't work related.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, it's definitely a tough thing that I think I've gotten better at. Like last summer was our first summer open, and I feel like it took me a while to find my groove.
Yeah.
You know, I was always doing stuff for the store. Like, mm-hmm. even when you go home, you're like, oh, there's this I could be doing. So I really learned to tell myself to, like, take space for myself and, you know, turn my brain off in a way, to focus on other things like friends and family. You know, it's good to be busy. I like to be busy. I'm kind of a nonstop person. But even yesterday, it was the last day of the month, and we had this big sales goal, but I had to remind myself, you know, like, my girls are there at the store. It's my day off, and I need to just take my space.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something really important for everybody in their lives, you know, and that can also be, it doesn't have to be going to hang out with friends. It could be just literally sitting on your couch mindlessly,
mm-hmm.
or reading a book or watching Netflix, you know, but it's just important to separate that time and have it to yourself.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I think so too. Do you think, though, I have a theory. Do you think for your first year in business, it's kind of should be all about your business? Like, do you think if you had taken your foot off the gas, say last September, you would be where you are now, having a record-breaking month in your business?
Oh, thanks. Absolutely not. Like, you know, I have no regrets. I would have done it all over again.
Uh-huh.
And if it took another year to get there, I would still be that way.
Yeah.
You know, it was fun and it was an adventure. And even though it was nonstop, I think something really important too is just being transparent with the people in your lives.
Uh-huh.
My friends and family were so supportive of me. I did miss some things last year, and they totally got why. You know, they were so excited for me that I think I could have not answered a text for a month and they would have been fine with it. You know, they
yeah,
understand.
That's a good
so
friend.
I think that's something yeah. is just to be transparent. Like, hey guys, I'm really busy right now, or I'm struggling. I'm really stressed and my mood might not be on its A game, and just be open and honest about it. But looking back, I would do it all over again.
Yeah.
You gotta be nonstop to get to the right place and to get to where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree, there's always going to be stuff that you miss. You know, after X 20 years, I still miss a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not as much as year one, or maybe twice as much as year one. I don't know. Who can remember 1,000 years ago?
It's all worth it, though.
It's all worth it. But you also get so much out of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all take away from your life. There's so much pride, I'm sure you feel, going along with it too,
mm-hmm.
that it's just, it's a give and a take. It's never just to
mm-hmm.
give.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the beauty of it. I never really feel like I'm going to work.
Mm.
You know, this morning I was supposed to be off, but we had a busy weekend and I wanted to see the new arrivals. And so I was just in there for a few hours. You know, it's all worth it. And I love it. I want to be there.
Do you think you would feel that way if you were selling car parts?
No, my poor dad, no. Absolutely not.
So I think it's finding too what it is that you love and what turns you on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh,
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, I also would like to know, this is a very important question here.
Mm.
Please tell us about your hair journey.
Yes. Yes, we saw her in person last week and we were dying.
So even Michaela, Michaela said today, she goes, I'm putting them back in because the same thing. So you've already inspired one. So let's just get down. Let's get
yes,
down. To
tell
it.
Us everything.
Oh my gosh, you guys are amazing. It's hilarious. Well, I have to be very transparent. I knew you know I wouldn't be seen, so it's not really brushed or curled right now. But I did get hair extensions.
Mm-hmm.
I have to shout out to our beautiful neighbor. So for those of you that don't know our space, we're directly next to a salon, and they specialize in hair extensions. It's called Lux Salon. And we absolutely love the girls in there. They're like our best friends. If I'm not there and there's a leak,
They're there.
They're there.
I feel like I've met them. Even though I haven't been there that much, I know them too.
They're in daily.
Oh, hi, yeah. Girls. Hi.
Yep.
Yeah, I went to introduce you the other day, and she's like, I've met her. I love her.
Yes.
I think they curled Alexa's hair when she first came.
Yeah.
They're great. They would do anything for us. They have our backs, which is why they talked me into this hair. So it's probably down to, like, honestly, my waist, and I feel like a princess. I love it. They got Sammy first, my stylist I was talking about earlier, who I love. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, they support us so much. You know, they love our clothes, and we do love their extensions.
And they love you girls, too. You have such a great relationship.
Yeah. That's really fun.
They're like they're our best friends. We collab all the time. So we're very lucky to have them. So while I wanted to support them, I also wanted this long, luscious hair. And it was kind of like spontaneous. We talked about doing it, but one morning it was slow, and they were like, Sid, come over here. And they just sat me in the chair, and I walked back an hour later with this long hair.
Wow.
I love it.
Now, I've seen a lot of hair extensions in my day.
Mm-hmm.
The good, the bad. I've seen it all.
We've had them.
I've had the bad. I've had the good. Mostly the bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen better hair extensions than yours.
Yeah.
Oh, they're incredible.
Like salons. They're great.
I love it.
Yeah.
So you have such a great relationship with your neighbors, but not only them. So when we were in your store, I have to shout out for a second that a client came in to give you a gift for your birthday, which, by the way, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
But how amazing. You have really built a community in Saratoga, a community within a community, and it's so beautiful to see. And that's one of the most, gosh, it's like one of the pivotal, important pieces about Baubles is the community that it brings. So you've done such an amazing job. Will you speak a little bit about your community and your vision for the community and how all things Saratoga community?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love the community. It's one of my favorite things about opening the business. I was actually surprised. I knew we were going to have a lot of tourists, but the amount of regulars we see day to day, week to week, it's so nice. It's seriously a breath of fresh air. And I feel like they've grown with me, and they know the business as well as, like, almost my employees do. They come in and they know exactly what's new, and they know what to pick out. And they're like, oh, Sid definitely picked this out, or Sid got this for herself. It's fun.
That.
And it's so even though it is a bigger county, it's a relatively small town, and everybody kind of knows everybody. And it's really fun that way. You know, you can't walk to the coffee shop without saying hi to four people. Our mail lady, Claudia, is like our favorite. We chase her down on the street, even if she doesn't have any mail for us. So it's really sweet in a small town community. We have, you know, we're famous for the racetrack. Mm-hmm. And it's actually really fun because we have our regulars, but sometimes they'll just get like basics in the winter. And then when it comes to track season, they're like, okay, you need to break me out of my comfort zone. And I'm going to get a pink floral dress with ruffles or something like that. So it's fun to get to know your community style, but to see the way it changes with the certain events we have coming up.
Now, your store, you do a really beautiful job of curating a collection. And what's beautiful about all of the different locations is that they all have a different collection that is very specific. There's my burrito on my leg. Did I spill that? Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's the hands.
It's okay. It's the hands. I got excited. It was bound to happen.
Yeah.
So what's nice, I think, about your collection has a very specific point of view, which I love. So I could close my eyes, and you could drop me in, and I open my eyes, and I go, it's Sydney's collection. I would just know it's yours. So what is your vision for your store and your clothing and your styles?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it changes throughout the year. That's definite. So thinking right now, it's like a breath of fresh air. It's so summery in there. I love it. But I always have to think about the events going on. So for example, Saratoga is really, really big for concerts. We have a venue, SPAC, nearby. And then we have, obviously, the racetrack. So I really think a lot about floral patterns, bright colors. Mm-hmm. Track season, it has this ability to break people out of their shell.
Yeah.
People want to dress as extra and as fun. And
yeah,
as
tell us about the track fashion.
So we've never been.
Yeah, we've never been. We are.
And you guys are coming.
Coming. We're going to the race together. So, like, what can we expect from the women at the track?
And do, I have, so and do I have to wear a hat?
You do have to wear a hat, absolutely. Not everybody wears a hat all the time, but it's part of the fun.
Do I have to wear florals?
It's the most fun fashion time of the year.
Do I have to wear a floral?
Yes, you do. Okay. I saw you wearing floral on Saturday.
And you guys wore the same dress. I loved it.
Yeah!
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. The floral patterns are very big. If you want to break away from florals, you can get away with a polka dot.
Okay.
But really, people love the patterns. Uh-huh. If it's not patterned, you better have some serious bright colors in your outfit. Mm. But
so you're in trouble.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
She's going to a funeral.
I do have a black fascinator for you.
Oh, great.
So that's
save
the
it.
Track hats that we see are called fascinators. And you can pop color in with your fascinator too. So I have a lot of clients who also hate color and they're like, what on earth do I wear? So sometimes we'll do like kind of a black, a little bit more simple dress and then pop on like a bright pink fascinator or a hot red fascinator.
Okay. Okay.
I love the word fascinator.
Me too. It's fascinating.
Yep. Fascinating fascinators.
I love that. For people who haven't been to Saratoga, say they want to plan a weekend, they're obviously going to go to the track and bottles and lace. But what else is Saratoga known for? What can people do while they're there? What do people do while they're there?
Get tattoos.
Yeah, we get tattoos.
Yeah, if you're you guys, you get tattoos.
Yeah.
We got little horseshoes last time. You know that, what's the name of that tattoo parlor?
Something Tiger.
Oh, yeah. The Golden Tiger?
It's Something Tiger on Henry Street, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have something really cool I've never seen. You know the gumball machines where you put in a quarter and it spits out a fries or a gumball?
Yeah, and a little cup.
Yeah.
A little Tupperware.
Yeah. There's one in your room that my dog was playing with. So it's they give you a cup, and inside is a tattoo, and you have to get what you pull.
I didn't know they had that.
Isn't that cool?
Yes. I was this close to doing it. And then I thought, what if it's like, I don't know,
a weenie or
that's
something?
That's bold.
A weenie.
Yeah, it could be something really weird.
It could be something bad.
Well, you could get a tattoo, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
But I get this question all the time. I swear I'm like a concierge for Saratoga.
That's
we always
honest.
Get tourists coming in, like, what should we do? Mm-hmm. So we're on the main strip, Broadway. And really, there's just like a lot of shops, bars and restaurants, and I know I'm biased, but we have the best food. I love our restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really known for that. And walking around, there's a little park right next to us, and it actually has fountains. So we're called Saratoga Springs. We're famous for our springs.
Mm-hmm.
They allegedly have healing powers, and I drink the tap water here exclusively. People used to come. I'm like a history buff.
Like Chuck Everlasting kind of healing
powers. Yes. Swim in these fountains.
Yeah, people used to come from like Europe, Asia, all over if they were sick. And a lot of the buildings used to be like healing centers and they would bathe in the springs and drink them. So you have to go to all the different fountains and try them.
Do you mean go in them?
Yeah, so like the fountains pop out of the ground and they just have a little spout and you can just go up there and stick your hand there and drink from it.
I'm doing that.
Can I put it on my body?
Because I always tell people to do this.
Okay, tell us.
And I don't preface it, but it tastes awful.
It tastes awful.
It's so fun to watch people, though, because they get so excited, walk up, and then they drink it, and they're like, what the hell was that?
But does it actually heal people?
I don't know. They say it does.
I'm trying it.
They swear by it. Yeah, you got to try it.
I'm going to give myself
I'm doing pretty well, and I drank the tap water for a long time.
I love it.
I'm a tap girl.
Yeah.
So, have you guys ever watched Married at First Sight?
Of course.
Okay. Have you seen Married at First Sight, Sid?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so the most recent season, there's a guy named Mitch. Did you guys see the season?
No.
Major environmentalist. Okay. And I'm kind of down with a lot of what he's saying. And he's been talking a lot about single-use plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm off it.
You're using a plastic cup right now, so not quite.
Well, I'm going to use it next week.
Michaela called you out.
Not quite.
Shit. But look it.
Glass is much better for the environment. Much better.
So I'm kind of down. Just saying.
For fountains. Yeah. You're down for fountains. Mm. And tap water.
You gotta wait till you try the fountains.
Yeah. And tap water. So now
I can't believe I didn't have you guys try the fountains when you came.
Yeah.
That's like a staple.
It's okay. We were busy doing other things.
Yeah. Oh, and then there's the bag store as well, if they come to Saratoga.
Oh,
King's
Kula
has it.
Great vintage bag store.
Yeah.
Just cases of designer bags.
Cases.
Yeah.
That's great. Incredible.
We have a lot of cool shops. There's also a lot of, like, country horse aesthetic. So there's a lot of, like, saddleries and boot shops and stuff like that. Mm. I mean, we have adorable cowgirl boots, but so do the other places.
I love that.
Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit of fashion. We like to ask the question, what are some of your fashion icks?
Mm.
What are we burning?
I'm going to anger some people, specifically my
specifically
store director.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
I hate Apple Watches.
Oh, I do, too.
Ever.
Oh, ever.
You spy kids. Like, you don't need your text right there.
You don't. Oh, my cousin got engaged, and she forgot to take her Apple Watch off. So in every picture, she's like this, and it's her Apple Watch. I'm like, who? Your friends are terrible because they didn't tell you to take off your Apple Watch. And, like, ew.
Yeah. I mean, Photoshop it out if you have to.
Yeah,
but there's no way you need your phone right there at all times.
No.
I hate the way it looks.
Be a little unreachable.
Sorry to everybody.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I like that answer.
It's a really good answer.
Yeah. I have a few others.
Right.
There's a lot of Crocs around lately. Why? And people will be like, they're so comfortable. And they bedazzle them with those gems.
Oh, yeah.
And I just...
We have Crocs.
I'd rather have you walk around barefoot.
I used to be on board until I stepped into the fuzzy ones. And now they're my... best friends.
Mm. We have the fuzzy platform ones, and they're like walking with four-wheel drive. It's unlike anything.
Oh,
it's unlike
God.
Anything I've ever put. Kelsey has them, Sam has
them. It was
them.
An accident. We were like literally
in pain.
In pain. We were on our feet. You know, you work the 12 hours in heels. Your feet were crying after a few days. Mounting down the street on King Street, and there was a Foot Locker. And I said, I'm going to... No. Athlete's Foot, and I remember it's Athlete's Foot because that's the worst name of a store ever, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so I go into Athlete's Foot and sitting was, these platform furry Crocs. I said, I don't care. My feet are crying. Mm-hmm. So I bought them, and my life has never been the same since.
Oh, no.
It's
maybe
so,
I have to try a pair now.
Yeah.
So whether you're like, and everyone said, no, and then I got them a pair. Now they're hooked.
Ooh, that should be the Bobble's Christmas gift next year.
No.
No.
Christmas gift for me this year.
She's going to avoid the party like the plague.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't come that day.
So what is your signature fashion style for you?
Yeah, I think it's fun because I've really expanded with owning the store. You know, I try to wear a lot of different styles based on my mood and event I'm going to, but my tried and true sense of fashion, I think, is a pretty classic and preppy look. The girls like to laugh that my English teacher self translated into my fashion career.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, but I've always loved reading and writing. I was like that dorky kid that always sat in the library and
I love the smell of library.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'd sniff a book all day long.
What
so.
Did you teach? What age then?
I was high school. So most years I had 9th and 11th. There were a few years I had 12th graders.
Wow.
So, you know, they were pretty older.
So you're
and
doing
they thought
the
I was
smart
pretty
books.
Fashionable.
Mm. Well, you're doing
smart books.
You're doing smart books at that age, so that's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I loved it. I did. And so I carry that part of me with me now.
I love that.
And anytime a teacher comes in, because it's hard, especially as a young teacher, you had to dress very conservatively, but you don't want to dress outside of who you are. You know, you still want to express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I got really good at that. So anytime a teacher comes in, I'm like, I've got you. Get in the fitting room. I'm just going to grab you a million things.
Ever see your student shop in the store?
Yes, I love it. It makes my day. A
That's
few of
fun.
Them came to my opening last year, which was so cute and
That's
sweet.
So
and actually,
cute.
I cried the other day. I'll admit it. I'm embarrassing and emotional. But I had a girl who I had in 9th grade. So that's like 14 years old.
Yeah.
And she came into the store, and she's now 18 years old and a senior. And I dressed her for her graduation, and it was just the sweetest thing to see her come into this, you know, big moment. And I got to dress her for it. It was so sweet and fun.
Oh, that's the best.
That is really special. I think
and that's like half of the Bobbles and Lace Saratoga followers are my old high school students. Don't be deceived.
That's the best.
I love that. And what you're going to really start to see over the next few years is that Bobbles will stay a part of them throughout all of these events in their life. So next, just wait, they're going to be at college. And then fast forward a few years, they're going to come in for their wedding shower. And then fast forward, they're going to come in for their baby shower.
It's really unbelievable to
be have the honor of being a part of people's lives for many years. It's truly, truly special. And what we put on our bodies is important. And the relationships that we make in the fitting rooms, they're really important, and they last a lifetime. So, I mean, just wait. Just wait. You'll be, you'll be sobbing all the time.
I'm a big crier. I'll be crying for sure. But I do love that. I love coming in, having clients come in, and they have a big event. I mean, it's fun to dress for every day, but I've had engagements and, you know, baby showers and anything like that, and I just love getting to be a part of it.
Yeah. Of recent, we had a client get engaged at a girls' night out in the store in Connecticut.
Isn't that awesome?
What?
Yeah.
That is insane. That's amazing.
It's the best.
So very, very special. Very special.
Yeah. We did do a baby shower girls' night out, and that was super sweet. We made little mocktails and stuff. It was really cute.
Oh, my God. If you're wondering what a girls' night out is, you get to shop after hours. In the store of your choice.
Privately.
You get the store to yourself, you get a stylist, you get wine, you get cheese. And how much does it cost, Michaela?
Nothing.
In case we have anyone interested in listening.
Yes.
They're a lot of fun. It's a little personal Bobbles party.
All right, well, this has been so much fun. I'm so happy we got to sit down with you today. For everyone listening, Sydney will be doing an Instagram takeover later this week. So if you haven't seen her, you will see her on our Instagram. But Sydney, how can people find you? Where is your store? Where can they follow you? Plug yourself.
Yes, absolutely. So we're right in downtown Saratoga on Broadway, on the corner of Broadway and Spring Street. And we have our Instagram, Bobbles and Lace Saratoga.
Awesome.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you, guys. This was so fun.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
I know.
We'll get you some, but you next really month, great. Too. We'll get you in August, too, which is great for our retreat.
Awesome.
But we look forward to Friday and meeting you and your girls on the Instagram. And thank you so much for tuning in today. It was fantastic, as usual, seeing you. And everyone, go rinse your plastic cups for next week.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks, Sydney.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Thanks.